It was the height of the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. But here, in the makeshift temple in the back room of a dingy store in Little Haiti, Miami, it was dark as night. The only light came from aromatic candles positioned around the room, casting flickering shadows on the skulls, potions, and other paraphernalia in the shop. The voodoo priest, a man named Samuel Utanga, danced around the room, seemingly in a trance. The rhythmic drumming, at first low and pulsing, then building to a pounding crescendo, filled the air. A female voice, a recording as there was no woman present, joined in, rising above the music, her angelic tones conjuring the spirits. The priest's chanting got louder and louder until it became a mournful cry. He rubbed his hands on his white tunic, smearing crimson across the front. A headless chicken lay on the altar in front of him, a sacrifice to the ancestors. They were here. He could feel them. They were listening. The priest evoked their power and told them what he wanted. A curse. A non-believer had disobeyed the spirits and must be punished. The ancestors answered. The priest's eyes rolled back and he grasped the air, clawing at an invisible entity. His shoulders shook and he quivered from head to toe like a puppet on a string. Just when it couldn't get any more frenetic, he collapsed forward onto the altar, breathing heavily. The music ceased. A pungent fragrance enveloped the shack, making it hard to breathe. Incense, perhaps. The priest lay still, only his back rising and falling, as he gulped in the cloying air. Slowly, he rose, pale eyes gleaming with an unearthly quality. He lifted his face to the spirits and muttered something in a different language, Haitian most likely. His voice was different, deeper, creepier, unlike his normal voice. Was he possessed? Were the spirits talking through him? The chanting continued for some time, then he closed his eyes. Nothing happened. For a brief moment, time seemed to stand still. Wooden faces stared down from the shelves above, their blank expressions holding no judgment. They'd seen it all before. The heavy beaded curtain hanging from the doorframe tremored, even though there was no breeze. The customer waited. Eventually, the voodoo priest opened his eyes and straightened up. His breathing returned to normal. The spirits had left him. His smile was chilling. It is done. Reed Garrett turned his face to the sun. Christ, it was warm. The air felt hot and heavy, the humidity pushing down on him like a damp cloak. The barometer had been rising throughout the day. They'd be in for one hell of a storm later. Sweat glistened on his bare torso as he lifted planks of timber from the truck and placed them on the ground next to what remained of his cabin, which wasn't much. The wildfire earlier in the year had wiped out half of the Everglades National Park, and along with it, his two-roomed wooden cabin, his pickup truck, and all his worldly belongings. He didn't even have a damn coffee cup left. Thank goodness the insurance company had finally come around to his way of thinking. Act of God? Seriously? The perpetrator was now serving multiple life sentences at the Jefferson Correctional Institution, and even that was too good for the low-life human trafficking scumbag. The rebuild was underway, but in the meantime, Reed was living at the Gator Inn, a two-bit motel deep in the South Florida Glades. At least he could drown his sorrows at Smiley's, the next-door dive bar, which was within stumbling distance of the motel. Reed bent down and picked up a twisted plastic object that may have been part of his stereo system, but he couldn't be sure. The cleanup job had taken months before the construction could begin. His wasn't the only residence to have been leveled by the inferno. Several Glade communities had lost their houses and were in the long process of rebuilding, relocating, or moving out of the area altogether. He'd considered that, moving out. But after 2 years in the Glades, he'd realized with some surprise that he didn't want to leave. Despite moving out here as a way of escaping his life, of running away from his problems, the murky waters of the swamp had seeped into his soul and healed it. Now he felt restless without it. To be honest, the